Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
You know, in this world of GERD and heartburn and all of these things that people deal with on a daily basis, which stress plays such a big role, but we need that acid in our stomach to digest our food. But everybody's taking these antacids and popping them like candy. And my guest, Dr. Holly Lucille, one of our fan favorites here at Radio MD, nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor. So, Dr. Holly, Nexium, Prilosec, we're hearing more about their risks of heart disease and heart attack. Are they the same thing? Tell us about these. Give us some insight.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know me, how I roll. The best thing for me is, okay, first, do no harm. When we're talking about anything, I mean, it's a big tenet in medicine overall, but I really take it to heart. And when I think about, first of all, the diagnosis of heartburn. You know, what is that? Like the burning of the heart, that sensation, or acid reflux, that acid coming up. I always like to make sure that folks are understanding, hey, should we substantiate that diagnosis? Meaning, what is really going on? Melanie, for so long, I have said, I do not care about diagnoses. What I care about is the mechanism behind it. Because if we can understand the mechanism behind why you're having this sensation up in your esophagus area, what you're not supposed to, then maybe we could really identify and treat the cause instead of just suppressing the symptoms. Because, you know, when we just suppress symptoms and we don't look at the overall picture, especially in a place like acid reflux, we end up doing more harm than good in the end. And that is the case with these proton pump inhibitors or H2 agonists that we see, whether it's Prilosec or the purple pill, Nexium, they're a problem in the long term for sure.
So how do we find out what the cause is if you're suffering from heartburn or you feel it and you're worried about esophagitis and Barrett's and all of these things, you know, how do you find out the cause?
Well, first of all, as you said, see that stomach acid, they're acid suppressors for the most part. And boy, oh boy, that's why we get into trouble, because we need that stomach acid to break down big proteins like the meat that we eat, to digest our food, to promote nutrient absorption, especially those trace minerals that are so hard to get in because our conventionally farmed soil, they can cause magnesium deficiency to the point where it is so difficult to correct even in high doses. You know, that acid also is a protector for us. It kills off the bugs that we don't want, you know? And so we need this acid, so why suppress it? Well, sure, we think to understand. We strive to understand, is that acid causing the sensation that folks are feeling? Here's the problem. A lot of times there's something that is going to blow your mind that's actually really going on. And guess what? It's not enough acid. And people look at me when I say this and like, what? But why am I feeling this way? Here's why. Sometimes achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria, that means not enough acid, is happening. Therefore, guess what? We cannot digest our food appropriately, so it sits there. It just sits there forever and ever and ever and isn't broken down. And so the acid that might be left is actually because of the bloating, because of the indigestion, because of the gas, is being pushed up and is actually starting to irritate tissues that it's not supposed to be around, like the end of our esophagus.
Wow. So when you say that and people's jaw drops and they say, okay, we need more acid, how do we get more acid? Are you talking vinegars? Are you talking food-wise?
Well, yes, there's great research on apple cider vinegar. Of course, people are taking that when they have indigestion or they need a little bit of help in that area. And also, you can actually supplement betaine HCl. So it's B-E-T-A-I-N-E, HCl, betaine hydrochloric acid. They're easy to come by at your local health food store or online. And how you dose it is this. You take it, try to take it 10 to 15 minutes before you eat. So, you know, it's sort of there when a larger meal is coming down. And do that before each meal. If you don't get a sensation of a little bit of burn, the next day I want you to increase it, actually, to maybe 2, okay, before each meal. This is how you find your correct dose. I have had patients get up to 9. That's how achlorhydric they were, hypochlorhydric. And a lot of times because of our diet, because of our lifestyles, because of alcohol, because of medication, we end up having lack of acid in our stomach. Also, there's a great thing called deglycerized licorice, okay? So we're not talking about the licorice in Red Vines, all right? I don't want anybody to say, hey, I heard Dr. Holly Lucille and Melanie on the radio the other day, and they said I could go out and get a bag of Red Vines.
Eat my licorice. Okay, yeah. So what kind of licorice are you talking about?
So it's licorice that has the glycerous acid taken out of it. Therefore, if you have high blood pressure, it's not a problem. And it's actually in chewable form. And what happens, you chew it, and it increases the mucin. Now, our stomach acid is so acidic that one drop could burn a hole right through your hand. And so our stomach lining is one cell thick. Why doesn't it burn a hole in our stomach? Well, because we have this layer of mucin. And sometimes, due to the things that I talked about, our lifestyles, our stress, cortisol at high levels for a long period of time, poor diets, alcohol abuse, medication use, that mucin starts to tear away, and that's what's also causing that sensation. So if you chew deglycerized, so it's DGL, all right, deglycerized licorice, that's what it stands for, then you can actually start to restore that mucin, that protective layer, and it's not so friable.
Wow. Okay. So the DGL, this deglycerized licorice, deglycerized, if I could say it right. So, okay, that's one thing. You mentioned apple cider vinegar. What else can we try that is not the purple pill?
Okay. This is going to blow you away too. Ready? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Chew your food.
Oh my God. Really? This kind of information, you know, that's wrong. Nobody needs to chew their food. We're supposed to swallow it
right.
All whole.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm a big hypocrite. So I don't want anybody to come and have lunch with me because they're like, holy crap. But I have to tell you, I have a very extensive and expensive education, and probably every single patient of mine that goes out of my office on our recommendation sheet, I will say, you know, high tech here, you know, chew your food, because that is where it starts. Well, honestly, digestion can start in your eyes if food is appealing, or in your nose if it smells good. It's that cephalic stage of digestion. So those things, too, when you take the time, I mean, have you ever walked into a building and somebody's baking cookies? You know, your mouth starts to water because that's your brain going, hey, food is about to enter. Let's get going. And so making food and taking the time to have it be colorful and that you can smell it, honestly, that starts the digestive juices going. And then also chewing your food, it starts really right there. You can help your lower parts of your digestion, and you can get a jump on it by really taking the time. I mean, I know it's boring and it's not sexy, but boy, oh boy, does it pay off.
Wow, you know, that is great advice, because too many people in this country eat too quickly. And as you say, it is, you know, it's a sensory thing. Eating is not just filler. It's a sensory, and all of our senses are involved. And you do start to, you know, the digestion starts in your mouth. And
yeah,
so you do start to water, you know?
Yeah. And Melanie, if you actually look up the word diet in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. Like, how, as a habit, do you nourish yourself? And this morning, I actually took time, and I, instead of just, you know, grab and go and out the door, I got up and I fussed around in my kitchen for about 40 minutes because I made a smoothie that was full of some herbs that I wanted and needed for my space and time in life right now. I also got a little bit of a whole thing of quinoa going for the rest of the week. I did some vegetable prep, and it just felt grounding to me. It felt like getting up a little early and spending that time in the kitchen, and really, it felt like I was nourishing myself.
And that's what's so important. And
yeah,
we have to nourish ourselves. That's really what it's all about. You're listening to Radio MD, and we're on with Dr. Holly Lucille. Stay tuned. We have more great show coming up. Thanks for listening, and stay well.